T'mura Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Choymer bekotchim mi betmura u betmura mi bekotchim. Kotchim refers to a korban which is tchilas kodesh. Tchilas hegdish is where the behemah was niskadish the right way. T'mura is when it was made the wrong way. It could be a korban elo or a korban shlom, but it's a wrong type of korban. It shouldn't have been done. It came through a lav. We didn't mention Perek Aleph. We might as well mention now. There's a whole sugya in the first Perek called the Ovid Loi Mahani, which it would seem to be logical that if the Torah says don't do something, that the Torah would add also the idea that if the Torah doesn't want that thing to be done, in this case, the Torah doesn't want a person being meimer. So if it's done, it shouldn't be chal. It shouldn't be effective if the Torah doesn't want it to be done. A kohen, the Torah doesn't want marrying a grusha. So l'chor, if a kohen marries a grusha, it shouldn't be chal. There's a famous machlokes Abaye v'Rava, where the Gemara goes through different examples. Person lends money b'ribis, the halva shouldn't be chal. Person, a kohen marries a grusha, it shouldn't be chal. Gemara gives a bunch of examples, and the Gemara says that according to Rava, the principle of Ovid is loy mahani. And every case where you're going to find mahani, like the above mentioned kohen shekidish grusha, the halach is going to be that there's a bazunda exesagazim, why over there it doesn't fit the rule. The Gemara doesn't really have too many nafkaminis, whether Yovid mihani, Yovid loy mahani. But it's a fascinating sugi with a lot of ray. We'll just mention that in the context here. There's a kodesh which is right, there's a tmura which is wrong, and over here the Torah says that even though it's wrong, it's chal. So over here there are dinim that tchilas hegdish has more than tmura, dinim that tmura, the wrong way of bringing a korban, has over kotchim, she'a kotchim oisim tmura, original tchilas hegdish can make tmura, ve'ein tmura oisim tmura, like we had in the previous perek. Ha'tzibur v'ashutof magdishim, avaloy mimirim. The tzibur and the shutif, they can make korbanos. There are korbanos tzibur, of course, there are korbanos of shutfim, but there's no tmura, like we learned. U'magdishin evarim v'ubarim, these are all principles that we had in perek aleph. There's kedusha sevorim ve'ubarim, a person can be magdish an eivor, then there's a spashlus on the whole behema. There's kedusha that can be chal on the uber. We said then that kedusha on the uber is shayich to the din. Can be magdish an uber l'chayr is a dovish lebala oylam? Can a person be magdish a dovish lebala oylam? Can a person be makne a dovish lebala oylam? Can a person be mekadish an isha that's an uber b'me'ima? L'chayr, those are all tali in that. L'chayr should be tali in mandamim whether other magdish dovish lebala oylam. The Gemara makes the tzushtel. But all these have exerced a kosov by tmura avaloy mimir. Now the Mishnah goes on to other din. The tmura, if a person takes a korban and he says that he's making bimkoim this existing korban oilo, he's making this behemah into the korban. This behemah is a ra, it's a balmum. We had this din mamish in the beginning of the Masechta. The halacha is that the kedusha is chal. Now obviously you can't bring that behemah as a korban because it's a balmum. So even though a tmura can be brought as a carbon after he illegally made the tmura, but not by a balmum, but the halacha is that as a din of kodesh, a balmum, it's psul amagdashim. This is a din that we had extensively in Mesachas B'chayrois. That's any yaitzil l'chulin l'higozez l'ayoved. It doesn't become chulin mamish. It's din like psul amagdashim. What is it? The halacha is that's also begizav avodah. It needs pidyon, but even after pidyon, it's any yaitzil l'chulin l'higozez l'ayoved. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, also shoyge kemezid b'tmura. The Mishnah is being the siachis to a case that you have a chiddush that you have in tmura. More I find about kedushas tmura than kedushas tchilas kodesh, and that is we dashin or Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda dashins vayhu tmura also yia kodesh the yia teaches us b'chol oifin, even if he made the tmura b'shoyge. Normal. The chalois of kedushas, hatvos Hashem, kedushas korban in the tmura, comes as a product of the lav. What happens if he was over in the lav b'shoigik? It's not chay malchus. So the tmura is chal. V'le also shoigik kemezid b'mugdashim. If somebody's magdish a behema on the false idea, false pretenses, he had a mistake. It's not chal. Any kinyan that a person does is a mekach tois. A hegdish that a person does is also a mekach tois. So this is another thing that we have in Tumur that we don't have by Tchilas Kodesh. These are halachas where we have a tzad hashova between Tchilas Kodesh and Tumur. Things that are posel akrova, klayim, a behemoth that's from two minim, is posel akrova. These are mumin that we've had in Meseches Bechoris, and we had also in Meseches Vachem. A klayim, a treifa, a behemoth that's a treifa, can't live, it's a doifin, a behemoth that was born, a natural birth, was born. The behemoth was C-section. Tumtum, the behemoth is not klov, it's a zocher, and the keva mandragonis. The behemoth has simoni zocher, vinekeva. Loikadeshim, v'loy magdishim. Loikadeshim means they do not become kodesh b'kdushas tmura. That means the tmura has to be something that's royal like rova. So even though we had before that a balmum, yeah, balmum is better in this way than these. These are b'chlal not miminataina as far as kochim are concerned. So it's considered not a min of korban. The extra line over here, that Rav Elazar's mois is v'loy magdishim. V'loy magdishim means they can't make others into tmura. If they have kedusha, now how do these behemoths have kedusha? It's not chal on them kedusha zakov. Where would they be karbonos that you need to speak out that they don't make others into a tmura? So the Rav has an arichus over here. Utreifa mashkachas lo shi kedusha is obviously when you were magdish the behemoth became a treifa. It has kedusha zakov and still it can't make tmura. Klayim tumtum androgynis, they're naturally not fit for kodesh. L'chore, the only way they would be kodesh is only if they were vlod de kodshim. They were chal on them kedushas aguf b'mei ima, but they themselves can't be karbonos. So you'd say they're part of the mother, so they have kedushas karbon, but as a separate entity, as a behemoth b'fnei atzmo, when they yotzim b'mei iman, they don't have kedushas karbon. Therefore, loy magdishim. You'll have to add another piece also. We had before, that's Zatana. Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, where the Vlad Kochim Oysa Tmura. So you'll have to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Vlad Kochim Oysa Tmura, over here you'll speak out that these don't have. They're Vlad Kochim, they can't make others because they're not Mimin Kochim at all. They're worse than Bali Mumin in that way, like we just said. Lamaisa, we don't find Cholkim, the Rav Fiazois, Kerb Yoisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Kerb Loza Kaimalon, because there are no Cholkim on these halachas. Peregimel Mishnah Aleph. Elu kochim, shavlodesem, utmuresem, kiyoitzbem. We're continuing a discussion of runoffs of a behemoth having kedushas agov. There's a type of behemoth that produces another behemoth kedushas agov, tmura. There's another behemoth that has a tosefes on it that has kedushas agov, and that's a vlad kochim. These kochim, vlodesem, utmuresem, have vir dinim. Now, it's important to define Vlad Kochim. What we're talking about over here, normal, the Poshta case, is a behemoth of Kochim that became Mi'uberis. It was still in the barn, and it became Mi'uberis when the Kedushas HaGuf was already on it. So what was Nitoisif Ligufa, which is the Vlad inside her, becomes Kodesh B'Kedushas HaGuf. It's a product of that behemoth. What would be if a person's Magdish a behemoth, V'yesh Uber B'Soicha? This is a machlokes. There's a whole sugi over here. Dafyud, dafyud aleph. If you hold uba yerech imoy, so you hold that a vlad is part of the mother. When a person's magdish a behema, the vlad of besoicha is bichlal the kedusha, and then it has kedusha zaguf. If you hold uba lav yerech imoy, so you hold that you magdish the mother and you're not magdish the vlad. The vlad is a separate entity. It's in a behema that belongs to kachim. The behema will be born. The behema is chulin. So this are the two cases. So what we're talking about over here is a Vlad Kochim. Either the behemoth became Uberes Acha Kitchusa, or if you hold Ubi Yerechimo, even when it was Niskadish Uvloda Besoicha Nasikamoisa. And the Mishnah says Vlodesem Tmurasem have the dinim of the Etzim Karbon. Vlad Shlomim, the first case, Shlomim could be in the cave, and Oila not. Vlad Shlomim utmuroson vlodon uvlad vlod natsayfaylim. What happens if you have a carbon? And that carbon itself becomes a mu'uberes. So atsayfaylim, it could be 3, 4, 5 generations without an original kedusha. The tchilas kedusha was on the great grandmother, and it keeps on going. It keeps on being mezgalgul. Now, relu k'le Shlomim over here means that it has all the dinim of Shlomim legabe the hakrova. The reason why the Mishnah has to emphasize Hatzofel is because there's going to be a Deir Chalekas Behemshecha Mishnah Be'ez Hashem. The Mishnah now is Mefaret, what are the dinim of Kishlamim Utu'unim? The regular din of a carbon shlamim, as described in Maseches Vachon, is, first of all, there's a mitzvah before the carbon, before the shchitas carbon of smicha. It's mechayiv nesachim. The chelik of the carbon, even though the basar is eaten by the bailam, it gives out, it's kachum kalim, it can be eaten by anybody. But there's a chelik that goes straight to kehanim, tnufas chazav v'shoik. There's a mitzvah of being menif, the chazav v'shoik, and that's given as matnas kohuna. All that is true also by v'lod zem, t'mura zem. Reb Lezer, Oymi, here's our day chelekes, v'lad shlomim, lo yikrav shlomim. Vlad Shlom does not have a din to be hukra. It doesn't say in the Mishnah what we do with it, but it's not hukra lagav mizbech. Like we had the Tanakama. So the Gemara explains that Reb Elazar's moedah that al tzatzim kedushas kav mavada vlad shlom yikrav. It's a din de rabbonon. He holds that if you're going to allow vlad shlomim, life goes on and it becomes a carbon, so then you can have a person with carbonus. Instead of Kedusha's Karbonis, he's now treating it like a whole enterprise. It produces Deiris. Deiris of Karbon Shlomim walking in the streets. It's a Mikshol. Memela, he asks it from Kedusha's Karbonis. And what the Gemara explains is that you're going to have to treat it like a Chato Shemesa. We're going to be Goyzer. It has to be put into a room and it's going to die. So that'll take away the incentive to be Megadol B'loshen Chacham, be Megadol Adorim, Adorim Shalav Lodois. And you're going to be over on Gizav Avodah, etc. That's the way he stops that. L'maisev achom ma'im yikrav. They hold they're not guys. Om Reb Shimon, le'nechuku al vlad vlad shlomim v'al vlad matmuro shalo yikrav. Everybody is moida that this type of gzeira would be in place by a vlad vlad. Because if it carried over not just a vlad shlomim, the vlad shlomim could be by accident. The behemoth that was hukrav, was supposed to be Hukrav L'Shlamim, became Mu'beres. But if it then waited and it became Mu'beres, so that means there's something going on. This person's engaging in commercial activity with Karbonis. Memela, it's definitely in place. The Chacham would be moided to the Gzeru. Valma Nechliku ala Vlad. Only on the Vlad itself. Eblezo ima lo Yikrav with Goyzer v'yomus. Vacham maimim Yikrav. Hey, du Yeshua v're Papios al Vlad Shlomim she Yikrav Shlomim. They were made, the Mishnah also in Psochim, that there was a case of a Vlad Shlomim that was brought. Omer of Papias, and he made Shehoisalonu, this is the times of the Beis Hamikdash, obviously, Shehoisalonu Parah Zivche Shlomim. We had a cow that was Zivche Shlomim, Vachalnu B'Pesach, Vachalnu Vlodo Shlomim B'Chag. So it seems to be pretty straightforward. If they ate the Vlad Shlomim, obviously it's Ukrav. Now, there's one catch over here, the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gemara over here as well. The Ikar Sugya is in Rosh Hashanah Davov. The wording is Vachalnua bePesach. Obviously, when they shechted the mother, the Pora, the Vlad was already alive. The question is, when you have something that has Kedusha's Korban, there's a lav of not eating it right away. There's a mitzvah say and a lav of Baltach, Pasuk and Parshas Re'eh, Kisid Nedel Hashem Lekech Leisach Leshalmoi. This is a shaila. How long is the shear of procrastination which earns one the lavens mechayv daaseh? So lemaisa, there's a whole sugya, and it's quite possible that the mitzvah says mechayv to eat it right away, to shecht it right away. So what are we talking about till Sukkot? This is a question. If it's three yom tovim, if it's the next yom tov. What's mistaber over here, and this is the way the Gemara explains it, is that the Chag, even though normally refers to Sukkot, is Vachalnu bePesach, and the next Yom Tov, the Yom Tov HaMuchuyeves, because it was the very next Chag, and it couldn't be skipped because of this Baal Ta'achar, is B'chog over here refers to Shavuos. Minishvi, the Raya is a Raya. He said over in Eidus that that was the story that happened. Obviously, there wasn't Gern Goyzer on Vlodois, but Vlad Vlodois, there's no question that there's a Gzeru.